From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast on newsok.com. I'm Yvette Walker with The Oklahoman, and I'm alone in the studio today because Lisa Potts of the Oklahoma Press Association and my co-host had a conflict. So we'll keep this short and sweet, and of course, if you watch the show this week, you'll know that the controversy is about the results and who got eliminated, which it always is, but particularly this week, because some fan favorites did not dance well this week, Molly and Nathan. They're cute as a bug, but they did not dance the Latin dance number that they chose out of the hat. And I'll remind people that they do choose these dances just randomly, and it just did not work for them. So they did not do a very good job, but their fans saved them. As it is said often, this is not America's best dancer, but America's favorite dancer. So Molly and Nathan's fans all rallied through, kind of like Sanjaya's fans did on that season of American Idol, and kept them safe. And of course, that meant that other couples had to go into the bottom three, which was too bad because we had some very talented couples that were in the bottom three. Eleanor Scott and Ryan DeLello, Pauline Mata and Peter Sabastino, and Karen Hauer and Kevin Hunte. And frankly, Karen and Kevin being in the bottom three, there was an audible gasp, and they probably would not have made the bottom three if Molly and Nathan had made the bottom three, which they should have. That doesn't necessarily mean they would have gotten kicked off the show. America votes on them, they get into the bottom three, and then the judges save them after they dance for their life. But Nigel was particularly concerned about the voting, and he made a big point of saying to Nathan in particular that he hoped that he had learned from the fact that he did not do a good job, not be so cocky, recognize the fact that you don't do everything well, and learn from it. The screaming teeny boppers in the audience really got on his nerves, and he snapped at the crowd. Nigel's reaction definitely got a reaction of the fans, because online today, if you look at the So You Think You Can Dance website in the comments, there were several people that were very angry with him, thought he was unprofessional and didn't do a good job. One person said, Nigel needs the same tongue lashing that he gave several of the contestants and the audience last night. His boorish behavior was unforgivable. Another person said, Nigel, this is not all about you. It's about the talent and excited young people in the audience. Grow up and shut up, Nigel. Don't ruin a good thing. Constructive criticism is important. Start using it. And this person says, and by the way, I am not a 16-year-old girl, rather a 51-year-old CEO. So yes, there are 51-year-old CEOs watching So You Think You Can Dance. If you can take this anonymous this anonymous quote to be real. But in the end, it was Pauline and Peter. Remember, Peter's our last tap dancer that were eliminated. So we are out of tap dancers. Pauline, she is just a wonderful jazz dancer, just really cute, a great personality. People really liked her, but they are gone. So the competition will continue on next Tuesday, November 17th, when the remaining 14 finalists dance again as couples. One thing that we had, a great performance that we had on the results show was the performance by the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. I love it when they come on. They always give a wonderful performance. And if you remember watching season 4, I always go back to thinking about Will and wondering, where is Will? Will was such a wonderful dancer, a Debbie Allen protege. I always thought that he could easily be dancing with Alvin Ailey. I'm going to have to check on that and report back to you next week, dear listeners, because I'd love to know where he is. The other good thing we saw on the results show is, of course, when people are voted into the bottom three, they get to dance for their lives. They get to give a solo performance. And it's always fun to see many of the dancers. Karen Hauer, who is just a little smoking hot Latin dancer, did a wonderful job as usual. She is, in fact, someone said that she was the most sensual Latin dance performer they have had on all the seasons of So You Think You Can Dance, and I think that that is true. But Nigel said something interesting, said that her sensuality might actually oh, what's the word he used? Not offend, but just maybe not play well to the younger crowd, especially the younger female crowd. So we'll have to see if she gets voted into the bottom three a lot. He may be right. We got to see Kevin do a hip hop number. We got to see, of course, Pauline and Peter do their styles, and they left. And Eleanor and Ryan. Ryan also is Latin dance, and Eleanor is, I believe, contemporary or jazz. I'm not sure, but one of those two. Anyway, they did find jobs, and of course, as we know, Pauline and Peter got voted off. Nigel did come back today on Dizzy Feet, apologizing, saying that he should not have told the audience to shut up. Unfortunately, their mindless caterwauling got the better of me on that occasion. He also thanked fans who were supporting him. He says, I'm glad so many realize that we are a professional competition and need to maintain credible results. So, you know, as the show has gotten more popular, the choreographers and the judges want to make sure it is still a credible dance show. It's the best dance show out there, which is, and that's because they do maintain high standards and the dancers are the best on TV. If they just let the fans totally rule it, frankly, I think it would not be as good of a dance show as it is. So I do agree with Nigel on that and on that case, but he was a little on edge, I agree, a little rude, and certainly the fans told him so. So we're down two more dancers. We've got 14 to go. We will have another show next week, a performance show, dance show on Tuesday, and the results show on Wednesday as we are... You know, we'll continue into the rest of the season. We won't, unless there's another conflict like, you know, baseball, which there won't be, or something like that, the show should be on Tuesday and Wednesday. So we'll just have to see how that goes. And of course, this show will come on Thursday following the following afternoon. So thanks so much for listening. I think it's going to be a pretty interesting season. The season, in my opinion, has not been living up to what it said it was going to be. Everyone said it was going to be better than season 5. I think we had some great dancers in season 5. I think the dancers in season 6 are great, but are they better than season 5? I'm not sure. This week alone, I'd say no. So anyway, keep watching. Tune back with us next week, and we'll talk to you later.